The second direction in the medicine wheel is the west, and this is represented by the jaguar, the golden jaguar that eats the dying sun. The jaguar represents the life-death force. It's the one who helps us to journey beyond death, to experience ourselves as a spiritual being, not just as a physical being who may be having an occasional spiritual experience, but rather as a spiritual being who's having a biological experience. In the west direction, the shaman learns to step beyond fear, beyond violence, and beyond death. The jaguar also represents one of the great organizing principles of the universe. In fact, each one of the four directions represents one of the four organizing principles of all of creation that every traditional society has identified. We've identified them as the four fundamental laws of physics that Einstein was seeking the unified field theory for, that would unify them into a single field. We've not been able to find that yet. The fundamental language of the universe has four letters in it. It's an alphabet with four letters. We called them the four fundamental laws of physics. Shamans called them serpent, jaguar, hummingbird, and eagle. Shamans also recognized that the language of life also had a vocabulary with four letters in it. The alphabet of life had only four letters in it. To biologists, these four letters are the four base pairs of DNA, the four letters that make up the DNA code. The shamans also recognized that life had an alphabet with four letters on it, and they called it serpent, jaguar, hummingbird, and eagle. The difference being that in the West, our disciplines are descriptive. Our traditions are descriptive. They're not participatory. Whereas the shaman lives in a participatory, animistic relationship with life. Let me give you an example with jaguar. Jaguar represents the life-death force. Science recognizes the second law of thermodynamics, which is known as the law of entropy. And entropy is the law that says that we are moving increasingly toward chaos, that everything in the universe is tending toward chaos, that a piece of ice will melt into a puddle of water, will evaporate into a gas. Entropy is basically the fundamental law that says that there are no free lunches. Now, you don't need to be a graduate of MIT to recognize this. You simply need to get out of bed in the morning to know that everything is tending toward chaos. In fact, that's the reason we carry day planners, is that we can schedule the chaos in our lives. Every traditional society in the planet identified this force, but they called the jaguar. The difference being that you cannot stand up and go, "Ho, entropy, come to me, teach me your ways." Whereas you can do that with jaguar. You can go, "Mother, sister, jaguar, come to me. Teach me your ways. Walk among us. Teach me the ways of life and of death." If you're working with a client who has a cancer spreading throughout their body, which is chaos invading the body, you can call on the spirit of jaguar to bring order out of chaos. Or if you have a family or a relationship that is very stuck, that needs renewal, you can call on the spirit of jaguar to bring renewal, the life-death force, the renewing principle in the universe. So science recognizes that everything in the universe tends toward chaos, is entropy. But it's curious that life is anti-entropic. Life defies entropy. Life abhors chaos. It seeks beauty. You have cells that team up with each other to make up tissue, that teams up with other tissue to make up organs, that team up with other organs to make up eagles. So life seeks complexity and beauty. Life is anti-entropic. Shamans called it jaguar. They understood the jaguar was the life-death principle, and they could engage with it. It was not only descriptive, they could engage it.